Have your Bible. Take it tonight and turn to the book of Job. It's Job chapter 14. If you have your place, won't stand on to reading God's Word. Verse number 1, Job 14. Man says, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Can anybody say amen right there? Amen. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And doest thou open thine eyes upon such an one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bonds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as an hireling his day. For there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, that will sprout again, and the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of the water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not. Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath is past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I await till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou shalt have a desire to the work of thine hands. For now thou numberest my steps, dost thou not watch over my sin. My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou sewest up mine iniquity. And surely the mountain falling cometh to naught, and the rock is removed out of his place. The waters wear the stones. Thou washest away the things that grow out of the dust of the earth, and thou destroyest the hope of man. Thou prevailest forever against him. He passeth, thou changest his countenance, and sendest him away. I want to preach on this thought tonight, if God will help me. You only live twice. Amen? You only live twice. As we look at this and we see Job, and Job's talking with his friends, and he's trying to give an answer for the things that they're bringing against him. And we see in Job chapter number 12 that Job is talking about life in general, just about what life and life is. In chapter 13, he's talking about faith and how important faith is in this life. But here in chapter 14, Job is talking about hope and the hope we have. Because the life that we have from God and the faith that we have in Him, praise God, that we have that hope, that's an enduring hope. It's a hope that doesn't fade away. Amen? He said, man is born a woman, and a man that is born a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And then he goes in verse number 2 and he explains what he's talking about. He said, life is like a flower. Amen? A man is born and he dies. He said it's kind of like it appears that as a shadow. It's fleeting and it's gone. Verse number 2. Verse number 11, he said it's kind of like the evaporating of the ocean. Amen. It's there and then it just evaporates away. And he says that's kind of like what life is. Amen. Now, we didn't think that when we were young people, when we was youngins, we didn't think much about that. But as we get older, we realize that there's more to it than that. And how fleeting life is. Adam's talking about he was 20 years old. And I said, I can remember back when I was 20, but just barely. It was a long time ago. Amen? But it doesn't seem like it. It seemed like it was just a moment in time, and we went from there to here. And what Job is saying here, he said, this is what life is. You live, praise God, you live in this life and you look for the afterlife. We begin to plan and we begin to make reservations somewhere. Amen? I hope so anyway. If you don't have your call, making your call election sure, if you've not made reservations for heaven, praise God, you'll fool around and miss the boat. Amen? But he says that this is the way it is. He said that man's days are numbered. In verses 5 and 6, look what he says. He says in verse 5 and 6, he says, seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. In other words, everything's in the hands of God. You know, God knows, he knows every hair on your head. Got them numbered. He knows how long you're going to be in this world. Amen. He said, thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. In other words, God's got a stopping place for you. He said, this is where you're going to, and then that's all the further that you're going. Amen. He said, turn from him that he may rest, till he shall accomplish as an hireling his days. So he says, hey, listen, said, we're just like hirelings in here. He said, God puts us here. We've got a work to do. He said, when our work is finished, God plucks us out of here and takes us home. Amen. That's pretty exciting. I'm thinking about that. You know, if we would just bear down and work harder, we might get to heaven quicker. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, that's not a good thing. Hey, praise the Lord, that's as good as it gets. Amen. Hey, I told everybody I'd like to go like my papa did. My grandpa Young, amen, he was just going along fine. All of a sudden he got up and went to get him a glass of water. He was gone. Amen. I asked him, I was going out to check on Dad, and I was coming back. I said, you need anything? He said, son, I don't need nothing. Amen. He said, I don't need a thing. Glory to God, it wasn't 30 minutes late. He done went to glory. Amen. Praise God. That's the way life is. Our days are numbered. We don't know when our number's up, but when it is, we're finished on this side. And we get ready to start up on the other side. Amen. So the question is, does man have a future? Huh? Does man have a future? We have a future here with our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have a future with Him in glory one day. Because we have something that's called hope. Amen? We have hope. If you have hope tonight, praise God, it's one of the greatest things that you ever have. I've told you, my granddad used to go over to the old Oak Grove Church, and he'd preach. And somebody started getting some help from the Lord, or somebody get saved, give her life to Christ, and he'd wave his handkerchief in there and say, glory to God, they got hope. Long time, for years, I didn't understand what he was talking about. But now I know, praise God, he was talking about that hope that they have in Christ Jesus. The greatest thing that we could have is hope. But he talks in verse 7, he talks about a tree. She said, there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Now you got to think about this. He said, if you cut a tree down, you can hope, praise God, that it'll sprout again. If you cut a tree down that you need to use for some purpose, praise God, that stump will, many, many, many times, will sprout in the start of a new tree. Amen? Job was telling his friend, praise God, that he had hope. They were saying, you're just in a hopeless situation. You messed up. You something. You got problems. But Job says, praise God, I may have. My life's full of troubles. I was born that way. But he said, I have hope. Just like this tree that's cut down and it sprouts back. He said, I've got hope. He said, my hope is in the Lord. He said, that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Verse number 8 said, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. Yet through the sin of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. So he said, you know what? There is a future. There's a hope that we have, praise God, there is a newness of life. He said, there's a hope out there that we have. And when this life is finished, when this life is over, that there's another one that's better. Amen. One is another one that's far better. And we see this in the tree. But what about man? What about man? So what he's doing here, he's speaking about the truth of the resurrection. Amen? Now, the resurrection was not fully revealed in the Old Testament like it is in the New Testament. The resurrection, praise God, was something that was out there that they couldn't really comprehend. Because they didn't realize a Savior. They didn't realize a Savior died. And they didn't realize a Savior would get up victorious, be resurrected from the dead. Amen. We're looking back to the cross and it's plain. They was looking ahead to the cross and it didn't make a whole lot of sense. But they had enough sense, Brother Bobby, to know that there was a God of heaven and He wouldn't forsake us. That He would not leave us, praise God. Amen. So we see Job as he's resting in his hope of the Lord. Verse 15, he says this. He said, "Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hands." Amen. Job said, "Hey, listen." He said, "One." He said, "I know I've got hope that one of these days the Lord's going to call me. Praise God. He's going to have a desire to the work of His hands." In other words, He's got a plan and a purpose for me, and I'm going to go be with Him. Amen. Didn't know a whole lot about the resurrection, but praise God. He knew about a God. And he knew about that love of God. He knew about the hope of God. He said, God offers life. God gives us faith to believe. Praise God. And because of life and faith, he said, we have hope. Amen. And he said, hope that nobody can take away. So we have the truth about the resurrection of life. Amen. Now today the truth is revealed. God revealed it, praise God, to His blessed people. And as faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And faith in Christ gives us that hope. That's where our hope comes from, amen? They said, just like they were looking forward to the cross, we were looking back at the cross, and our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Paul said, if we had hope in this world only, we'd be all men most miserable. But our hope is not in this world. Our hope is in Christ Jesus, our Savior, who's overcame the obstacles of this world. Amen? Praise God. Ain't that a blessing? He tells us about that faith in Christ Jesus that gives us that hope. Look over in John chapter number 11. Let me just give you a few of these right quickly. John chapter number 11, verse 25. Now you know the story. Lazarus died and Jesus goes to Martha and Mary and they come out to meet him and she says, "Oh, if you'd only been here, my brother hadn't died." Amen? And Jesus said unto her, "Thy brother shall rise again," verse 23. He's speaking of a resurrection unto life. And Martha saith unto him, "I know that he shall arise again in the resurrection at the last day." Notice what Jesus says, verse 25. And Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this?" So we see the Lord Jesus Christ that He tells me He is that resurrection. Hey, now did Lazarus resurrect? No, Lazarus revived. Amen? There's only been one resurrection. That was Jesus Christ. Lazarus revived. The little old boy in the briar, they was going to take to bury, praise God. He was dead. They was taking to bury. Jesus stopped them. He touched him. And that boy revived. Amen? But praise God, He said, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the resurrection and the life." The reason they could revive is because He is life. And He has life to give, praise God. But I tell you what, if you want to have life and have it in abundance, you've got to have Jesus. Amen. You've got to have Jesus. And it breaks my heart, people, our people. We get in church and we're serving the Lord, we're doing real good, and then the Lord has blessed us so good, and then we start backing away from God and going out into the world, and we begin to start losing those blessings, and we don't even understand why. Amen. Some of you folks has been in this thing for a while. You understand that. Amen. You go out there and God just a blessing, helping, encouraging, and building your family, man, praise God, and just blessing you on purpose just because He can. And then you get to taking that for granted and you back away from God and then the blessing starts starting dissipating and going away. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad God don't go away. He's always there. So we just got to stay with Him. Amen. We've got to save Him. We've got to put our faith and trust Him. We've got to trust in Him to take care of us. Paul would go on and tell us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Paul would tell us this. Amen. In verses 1 through 8, he would say this. He said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I deliver to you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Because God said so. Amen. And that He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That's resurrection. All day long. Amen. And that He was seen of Cephas, His friends, then of the 12, the disciples. After that, He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, the faithful, of whom a great part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. They've died. After that, He was seen of James' family, then of all the apostles' followers. And last of all, He was seen of me, as of one born out of due time. Paul says, I saw the resurrection. I realized and recognized the resurrection of Jesus Christ the Lord. He would go on, skipping just a little bit in verse number 12. He said, now if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some among you there is no resurrection of the dead? Well, if there was no resurrection dead, well, they wouldn't be no use to us to be here, would they? I mean, we'd just be dying people, going to die and go to the grave and it'd all be done. He said, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? As Ricky Ricardo would say, explain that, Lucy. Amen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. Your faith is also vain. But our faith isn't vain. Our faith is real. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. Amen. Said, if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Oh, how pitiful that would be. Amen. Couldn't have forgiveness because Christ's death is the forgiveness of sins. And if Christ be raised from dead, he said, verse number 18, he said, then they also which have fallen asleep in Christ are perished. They died without hope. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, here's what we're always quoting, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at His coming. Amen. Christ first, and then those that are born again. Praise God. Then cometh the end when He shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when He shall have put down all authority, all rule and all authority and power. For He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. Watch this, verse 26. And the last enemy shall be destroyed is death. Amen? So He tells us, He reveals to us the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. If you go on over in Timothy, let me give you one more. Timothy chapter number 1. 1 Timothy chapter number 1. Verse number 8. He says, but not the, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. That's what we talked about in Sunday school this morning. Amen. It's talking about in Romans, it's not our works, but it's through Christ Jesus. Not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. You know, God had a plan. Before He ever created humanity, me and you, human beings, He had a plan. He had a plan to deal with us. Amen. Did you realize God had to deal with you before you were ever thought about? Amen. Before the world began, He said, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen. Praise God. So we see He lays it out and He says, this is the plan and the purpose. This is the hope that we have. Amen. Just like Job was saying, he said, I have hope. Just like that tree is sprouting, he said, there's hope of a sprout. He said, just like the water's evaporating out of the ocean, he said, it's going to come back down somewhere. He said, we have a hope. And that hope is in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, I've got a hope. We have hope. You have a hope. We've got a hope tonight in Christ Jesus. Amen. What Job's telling, he said, in spite of my sufferings, my life, my faith, my hope is in God. He had a testimony. Amen. He had a testimony that he was given to his friends. He said, hey, I don't understand it all, but I've got a testimony that I believe it. Amen. Life and faith and hope are mine. And I'm going to finish well the course. You see that in Job. Look over just a couple chapters in Job chapter 19. Job chapter 19. Amen. Job chapter 19, verse number 20. Now listen to what Paul says in these few verses, or Job says here in these few verses. He kind of reiterates what Paul's telling us over there in the New Testament. After the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, after he got up. In verse number 20, Job says this. He's still answering, amen, still answering in faith with hope. In Job chapter 19, verse number 20, he said, my bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Amen. Job said, listen, I've just barely made it through. You know what? For years, I thought, where in the world did they get an expression like, getting by the skin of my teeth? Amen. It was Job that said it. He said, I'm just getting by the skin of my teeth. Just pray, just barely making it through. But he didn't stop there. He said, have pity upon me, have pity upon me. O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. So he said, hey fellas, I have a little pity. He said, I've had a rough road here. I'm sitting here in sackcloth and ashes, scraping sore boils, praise God, with a piece of broken pottery. Amen. It isn't pleasant by no means. He said, why do you persecute me as God and are not satisfied with my flesh? He said, ain't you happy that God's already persecuted? Ain't you happy that he's already afflicted me plumb down to my flesh? He said he had sore boils from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head. Amen. He was so miserable and so pitiful looking. His wife came to him and said, Job, just curse God and die. Amen. Job said, hey, you talk as one of the foolish women. Amen. God giveth and God taketh away. Glory be to God. I mean, you talk about a man, praise God. A man that had life, he had faith, he had hope. But listen to what he says. He says, oh, that my words were now written, exclamation point, by the way. Oh, that they were printed in a book, exclamation point. Amen. I wish people could have it, could know my experience, praise God, know what God's done, know what God's able to do. He said, I wish it could be printed in a book. Guess what? It is, praise God. They say that Job is probably the oldest book in the Bible. Amen. Job is probably the oldest book, probably one of the first that was written. Then he goes in verse 14, look what he says. That they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. He said, I wish that they were etched out in stone. Amen. That they would be forever, that they couldn't be destroyed, that they would be here forever so that other men could see, praise God, what I went through, but how good God has been. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put in a book, etched in stone. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Amen. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he will stand at the latter day upon the earth. Now, if you go back over to chapter 14 and look at verse 14, Job asked a question. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? Amen. All the days of my appointed time will I await till my change come. So Job asked a question. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? You say, well, preacher, you only live once. People say out there, well, you only live once. You know, do all you can, get what you can, because you only live once. Not according to what Job says, the oldest writer of the book of the Word of God. Amen. Look what he says in verse number 26. Verse 25 said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Amen. He's talking about the resurrection. He's talking about finishing up and getting up, praise God. He's talking about laying down this world and picking up Christ Jesus. He don't know exactly what he's talking about, but he knows the God of heaven. And he knows the God of heaven has made him a promise. Amen. That God would fulfill that promise. Praise his holy name. And he says, though the skin worms destroy this body, do they put me, they plant me in the ground? Praise God. He said, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he doesn't finish there. Listen, verse 27. Whom I shall see for myself. He said, it's not just somebody telling me about it. He said, I'm going to see it. I'm going to see him. Whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me. Amen. He said, the seat of my affections, my passions, my emotions, praise God, they may be consumed in me. But he said, one day, praise God, I'm going to see the Lord Jesus Christ in my flesh with mine own eyes. Glory to God. He said, I'm going to look upon the Lamb of God. Praise God. All these things, praise God, without even a true knowledge of the resurrection. Job says, I've got a blessed hope, and it's in Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen. He goes on, but ye should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me. Amen. He said, if there's any problems, then the problem's with me. Amen. And you can persecute and put down, you can make fun of him, you can do whatever you want to do. He said, the problem's with me. It's between me and my God. You can ridicule me and put me down all you want to, but praise God, what I'm going through, who I am is between me and God. Listen, what we go through, who we are today in this world, other people are concerned about it, we're concerned about each other, but when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, it's between you and God. Amen? Your life, your faith and your hope is between you and him and none other. That's what Job would say, praise God. He said, hey, listen, I'm going to see him. I'm going to behold him. Mine eyes shall behold and not another. He said, I'm going to look upon my Savior. I'm going to see my Lord. I'm going to see the promise. I'm going to look face to face to my hope, because my hope is in the Lord. Amen. Who's your hope in tonight? I hope it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we're going to die twice. Amen. You can die twice. You can die and then be cast into hell to die again forever and ever and ever. Or we can live twice. We can live in this world, praise God. We can live for Lord Jesus Christ. We can pass from death to life and live with him forever. I don't know about you. I ain't looking at a second death. Talks about over in Revelation. I'm looking for a second life, a better life, a resurrected life, a life like my Savior, a life that Job talks about where I'm going to see my Savior. I'm going to look at him. I'm going to see him with my eyes. I'm going to see him face to face. Though I look through a glass darkly, but then face to face, I'm going to see my Lord. Glory, hallelujah, boy, what a day that'll be. Can you imagine? Amen. Praise God. When we cross over and we begin that second life, a life everlasting, a life that never ends, we'll finish up here, praise God, and then we'll get started over there. Just get started. After about 10,000 years, Brother Charles, of praise and worship God and being praise, magnifying Him, giving Him glory. We'll just be getting started. Amen. We won't be tired or wore out, won't be frustrated, aggravated. All that will be behind us. And all that will be the glory of the Lord. What a glorious thing. We lost that over in the garden. We had a relationship with God Almighty, praise God, and we forsook that. Amen. Because of pride, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Amen. We wanted to be more than God wanted us to be. And but although He wanted us to be all in all, He wanted to be us totally, praise God, sufficient, satisfied, depending on Him. Amen. Job's kind of the same way. He lost everything he had just a moment of time. He lost his children. He lost his he lost his wealth. Lost everything he had, and then he lost his health. The old devil, Satan, he said, "Hey, listen, I know he ain't said nothing yet, but you take his health away. You touch his health, and he'll curse you to your face." His wife said, "Well, how do you maintain your integrity? Why don't you just curse God and die?" He said, "No, but I'll not do that." He maintained his integrity, amen, with the Lord Jesus Christ, with God Almighty, amen, looking forward to a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, amen. Did Job get to see? Yeah, I believe he did. Amen. Some people say, "Well, the Old Testament saints, you know, they have to wait. They have to wait till after the rapture, and then they'll be resurrected." And I don't know, because the Bible said that when Jesus got up dead, said there was a whole lot of the graves opened up, and all those old, they saw a lot of those old saints of God walking around. Amen. And then when Jesus sent it up, they went up with Him. Amen. He took them home. I would like to think it may be old Job was one of those. He was looking for the resurrection. He was looking for a resurrector. And man, he found it that day in Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. He saw Him. He said, "Hey, not another, but mine eyes will see Him." He said, "I'll see Him face to face." Can you imagine? After all that Job went through, can you imagine what he's enjoying now? Glory, hallelujah, praising God and giving Him glory around the throne, and been there for over 2,000 years. And he ain't got tired yet. Amen. Still rejoicing, praising, and giving Him praise around the throne of grace. He said, "I got more than I ever asked for." Amen. Tenfold. God blessed him, giving back 10 times more than he had to begin with. And then he took him out of here, praise God, when he went out. And now he's took him home to be with him. Praise God. It just keeps getting, as the old fellow said, it just keeps getting gooder and gooder. That's what it's going to be for a child of God, praise God. It's just going to keep getting gooder and gooder, better and better, praise God, till we go out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. We'll be with Him. So shall we ever, the Bible said, be with Him, be with the Lord. I'm looking forward to that, ain't you? Amen, praise God. I'm going to live twice. I'm going to live here best I can for His glory, and then I'm going to go live with Him in glory. Amen. I hope you are too. I hope we're all going to go out of here and to live with Him in glory. Because that's His promise. That's His purpose. That's why He's going to prepare a place for us. He said, if we'll just get prepared for that place, amen,